Ordinary time is meant to be a time to grow. That's why the color is green of ordinary time, to grow the fruits of the feast that we just celebrated. And for most of us, we would think, well, we came out of Christmas time. But the real feast that we are called to grow is that of Epiphany, and build upon that theme of manifestation. The Christmas season ends with the baptism of the Lord, the manifestation of God's presence in our midst, the celebration of our entrance into the life and death and resurrection into new life by God's grace. And so our readings today pick right up on that theme of manifestation, to reveal what God can do with not only the ordinary, but with that which was meant to be poured out on the ground. Now, water was a precious commodity in the time of Jesus. So 6 stone jars filled for foot washing is water that's meant to be discarded. It has only one purpose: to clean the feet of the guest and to be thrown aside. Maybe to water the plants. I'm sure they had a very keen sense of recycling, but it wouldn't have been used for anything else. Jesus uses this water, which should have been discarded, as a way of bringing new life, new manifestation of the power of God to transform everything placed in his hands. We're used to speaking of and hearing of the transformation of the bread and the wine at Mass. It becomes the body and blood of Christ. But that's not the only thing that can be transformed at Mass. For we, too, are invited to place our lives on the altar, to let God transform us, that we could go forth and manifest to bear the fruits of this Mass to those who are not here, to share God's grace with those we meet, to reveal God's presence to those who remain in darkness, and to manifest, to teach the gospel to those who do not know it. As we place our hands, our lives in God's hands, some important things to remember: the Christian life is joyful. God didn't transform the wine or the water into coffee. He transformed it into wine. That means we too are sent forth to be the life of the party, to share and to live our lives in joy, and to also not only transform our Sundays into moments of grace, but to also recognize the power of vocation, that in each and every moment we can live our lives and our relationships in ways that manifest God's presence. That's what makes marriage such a wonderful and great vocation, because the husband and wife become a sign for everyone of the love that God has for the church. The forgiveness, the times of mercy, the times of listening and being open to one another, this is what Christ does for us as a church. And so, on this time of Epiphany, in this time of manifestation, let us always remember the Christian life is joyful. And the Christian life, like a good glass of wine or 6 stone jars full, is meant to bring life and flavor to the entire world. Not poured out to be discarded, but transformed by God's grace. We too can go forth to manifest. Take a little Jesus with you as you go, And if you really want some good advice, do whatever he tells you. You're sure to be changed. You're sure to have an impact on those around you as you pour your life out and offer it like a good pairing of wine and offer the gospel as a good sustenance to chew upon. We too, who gather today to be nurtured and nourished by the bread and wine transformed, are transformed and sent forth, placing our lives in God's hands. We are confident that he who could use water which was meant to be poured out and gotten rid of can use our lives to bring new life, new joy, and to flavor the world through us.